Hello. I would like to read you a passage from my new book, The Shining of Being, which is the latest volume in the Essence of Meditation series. And I'm going to read from the beginning of chapter 2, titled The Water in the Wine. And it starts with a quotation from Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. Just as every drop of the ocean carries the taste of the ocean, so does every moment carry the taste of eternity. We are all experiencing ourselves all the time. That is, everyone always feels, I am myself. Imagine we were to ask anyone, are you yourself? They would answer, yes. Why? Because we are all having the experience of being ourself, irrespective of whatever thoughts, feelings, and perceptions may be present. What is this essential experience of ourself? The experience of ourself is not the experience of a thought. It is not a feeling, a sensation, or a perception. It is not an activity or a relationship. It is just the experience of being. Everyone is experiencing their self, their being, in all places and at all times without exception. Simply being is the most obvious, intimate, and familiar experience there is. We refer to the fact of simply being when we say, I am. At any moment of experience, we can all say with absolute certainty, I am. Not only do we experience ourselves all the time, we feel that we are essentially the same self throughout our entire lives. We feel that the self we are now is the same self we were this morning, 10 months ago, 10 years ago, or when we were 10 days old. Our bodies and minds have changed innumerable times over the last years, but our essential self has remained the same. The experience of being is a continuous thread that runs throughout our entire lives. In fact, it is the only continuous element of experience. The content of experience consists of thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions. None of these are continuous. They are all intermittent. They begin and end. But the I am remains consistently present. If our life were likened to a necklace, all our changing experiences would be the colourful beads, and the I am would be the invisible thread on which they are strung. The beads are many and varied: thoughts, feelings, sensations, perceptions, activities, relationships, and so on. But they are all strung on a single thread, I am. Without the thread, there would be no necklace. The I am is the thread that holds all experience together. It is the golden thread of being on which our colourful experiences are strung. All experience consists of two elements. One, changeless and ever-present. The other, changing and temporal. When we describe ourselves, we say, I am lonely. I am hungry, I am reading a book, and so on. It is always the same I am, qualified by a temporary feeling, sensation, activity, and so on. While the content of experience is always changing, the experience I am remains the same. There is no break in the golden thread of I am. We start each sentence with I am, because our self lies at the heart of and pervades all experience. Our being is the changeless element in all changing experience. Our feelings, sensations, and activities are always changing. None of these experiences are essential to us. They are added to us and removed from us. But being shines throughout. Just as none of the beads on the necklace are essential to it, so no experience is essential to ourself. Experiences are like ornaments that decorate I am, but are not essential to it. The beads can be removed, and the necklace remains as it is. Likewise, thoughts, feelings, and perceptions can be removed from us, but our being remains as it is, pristine, ever-present, luminous, still, and at peace. If peace and happiness are the very nature of our being, and we are always experiencing our being, then why don't we experience peace and happiness all the time? The reason is simple. Whilst we are always experiencing our being, we don't always experience our being clearly, as it essentially is. Our being is entangled with the content of experience. When we drink tea, coffee, or wine, we are mostly drinking water. But we don't realize we are drinking water, as the water is mixed with various flavors, sweet or bitter. It is the same with our self or being. In every experience we have, whether pleasant or unpleasant, we are experiencing our being. Being is shining clearly in the midst of each experience. However, our being merges with the flavors of experience. Just as water that is infused with apples, grapes, or tea seems to acquire their flavors, so our being, when mixed with the qualities of experience, seems to acquire their characteristics. If water is mixed with chocolate, it tastes of chocolate. If water is mixed with tea, it tastes of tea. Likewise, if our being is mixed with the agitation of our thoughts, we feel, I am agitated. The pure I am becomes, I am agitated. If our being is mixed with sadness or loneliness, the pure I am becomes, I am sad or I am lonely. In this way, our being is mixed with the content of experience and no longer tastes itself as it truly is. That is, we become absorbed in the content of experience and, as a result, temporarily lose touch with our innate peace and quiet joy. Meditation or prayer is to recognize the nature of our being before it is mixed with or qualified by experience, and simply to abide as that. It is to taste the water instead of tasting the wine. In all these drinks, tea, coffee, orange juice, and so on, the water is the thirst quenching element. Likewise, our being is the thirst quenching element in all experience. That is, our being is the only element of experience that can truly satisfy our longing for peace and happiness. As the poet John O'Donohue said, there is a place in you where you have never been wounded. He was referring to our essential self, pure being. Being is our refuge. It is the place of peace. It is the experience that gives us the peace and quiet joy for which we long. No experience, however refined or spiritual, can never truly satisfy our thirst for peace and happiness. It is only the knowledge of our essential self that has this thirst-quenching power. No object, activity, circumstance, or relationship can give us what we truly long for, which is only our being. No teacher or teaching can give us the peace and happiness that are the nature of ourself. Nor need they, because we already are that. To expect someone or something other than ourself to provide us with the peace and happiness for which we long is to set ourselves up for disappointment and failure. Nothing and no one can make us happy. Peace and happiness are the nature of our being, and we are that. Nothing and no one can make us happy. Peace and happiness are the nature of being, and we are that. In fact, everyone tastes the peace and quiet joy that is our nature numerous times throughout the day. For instance, every time a thought or feeling comes to an end, a desire is fulfilled, we are astonished or amazed, or we are touched by love, we briefly taste our true nature of simply being and experience its innate peace and quiet joy. Our being is tasting itself, so to speak. Thus, the experiences of peace, happiness, and love are interventions of our being in the flow of experience, like the clouds briefly parting and allowing the blue sky to shine through. The experiences of peace, happiness, and love are the shining of being in the midst of experience. Thank you.